I met the Dalai Lama at a conference on destructive emotions in the year 2000. I was there with four other scientists for 5 days. I explained to the Dalai Lama that I don't believe emotions are inherently destructive. If they were, they wouldn't have been preserved over the course of our evolution. But emotions can be either constructive or destructive in their impact, and the criteria that he and I reached later in a series of discussions we have, which is described in the book Emotional Awareness, is whether or not the interaction, the episode, the particular emotional episode, results in further collaboration between the participants. And if it does, I consider it constructive, as does he. Now, we titled the book Emotional Awareness because awareness is the key to having any choice as to when you become emotional, what you become emotional about, and how you behave when you are emotional. Those take developing quite a lot of skill and self-awareness because I believe emotions evolve to keep awareness out of the picture. If you had to think about what to do when the saber-toothed tiger leaped at you, you wouldn't survive any more than if you had to think what to do when the car lurches in your direction while you're driving at 60 miles an hour. The emotions have evolved to provide us with very fast solutions, learned and unlearned ones, to a variety of situations without having to think about it. The thought usually comes afterwards.